A House Upon the Height. The fence that runs the road hems the house in, thigh-high grass and clover tight, pushing back through the wire slats. The farmer's wife next door says teenagers used to trespass and do who knows what they do. Call next time, she warns, so I know who you are. Great-granddaughter of a man who grew up here. I haven't needed a place to press my lips to other desperate lips in years. Years, it looks, since kids have bothered trying. The floorboards rotted out, window panes gone, the siding like a salt-eaten wreck. The whole house, sunk in its center, tugged under, the porch's edges curling in June. And still, I want to trace my fingers through the dust of these closed and failing rooms.